rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Well, our next guest, Rick Fritsch, picked this song, Rainy Days and Mondays. It does seem to fit. Well, Rick Fritsch joins us now. He is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, but he's also joined by a new face at the National Weather Service, Kayla Tinker. So, Rick, I am going to let you introduce another meteorologist that works behind the scenes to help us every day.
Well, good afternoon, Rhonda, and thank you very much for that. I would like to now formally introduce one of our newest meteorologists here at the office, who also has a very keen interest in the climate, by the name of Kayla Tinker, who comes to us from the East Coast with lots of really impressive credentials. As a matter of fact, I think that if you look at Kayla's credentials compared to mine, I should probably just retire.
Oh, Kayla, you need his help, don't you?
I do.
So how are you liking Juneau, Kayla?
I love Juneau. It's been really nice so far, and the past 2 weeks before we got all the rain back in was pretty nice. Had a chance to walk around downtown and go to Sandy Beach and check out other beaches. It has been nice so far.
Well, I hope that you and Rick together collaborate to bring us more days like that. But anyway, Rick, you have some of the stats for April. Was that a very interesting month for you?
Oh my gosh, as they say, or as the younger generation sometimes says. April was really quite the month for us. And I'll have to begin by saying that April is one of those months that we call part of the shoulder season. So it's not quite spring, and it's no longer winter, and it's definitely not summer yet. So you can get any and everything in April. And that is exactly what Southeast Alaska got this past April. We started off with snow and record amounts of snow in some places in Southeast Alaska, and record daily values that Kayla's going to talk to here in a minute. And then later on in the month, I'm sure everybody remembers when the snow finally stopped. And then we started seeing record daily warm temperatures being broken, which was quite pleasant for a lot of folks, I'm sure. And even actually some record overnight lows that were broken because of the clear skies. And then finally, round out the month with nothing less than record daily rainfall amounts. So we pretty much got it all in the month of April, except for maybe record strong windstorms. We didn't have any of those.
Kayla, what do you think about that?
Well, it's been quite a month for sure. I know a lot of us thought that we wouldn't be seeing maybe too much more plowing and shoveling, but you know, March and April kept it going. So our record numbers, and when I say records, we're talking about the airport in Juneau, and the records began in terms of April in 1937. So snowfall, April 9th, was 5.8 inches of snow, which is the sixth highest snowfall in April on record. And then we started to get some warm temperatures.
Oh, don't forget about that one.
Oh, well, in Yakutat, we had 13.6 inches as well, and that was on April 8th. Which is quite unusual.
And there's our normal. We want to bring that up too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our normal total in Juneau for snowfall is 1.1 inch, and our total was 10.3 inches.
Oh my goodness. It's almost like 9 or 10 times more snow. Good grief.
Yes, exactly. So if everyone thought this winter was a little bit different in the springtime, it definitely was.
So, Rick, we've got about a minute or so left. So what kind of a month can we expect for May? What do the trends appear to point to?
Yeah, you can. This is June, July, August.
Well, I'll tell you, in terms of May, which is probably going to look a lot like what we expect for the summer, June, July, and August, we have a pretty high probability for warmer than normal temperatures. And when I mean probability, that might be a half a degree warmer than normal, or it might be 5 degrees warmer than normal. That's the thing with probabilistic forecasting. In terms of precipitation, there's no really strong climate signal right now to say how wet or dry the rest of spring and the summer is going to be. But we're hoping and looking forward to a warmer than normal late spring going into the summer.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us, kind of giving us a look back and a look ahead. And Kayla, I certainly hope that you enjoy your time here, and we look forward to learning more, because Rick and others often share all kinds of scientific tips with us that help us understand the weather better. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, we're both glad to be here. Thank you, Rhonda.
All right. Thank you very much, Rick Fritsch and Kayla Tinker with the National Weather Service.
Support for Juneau Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.